Captain Doherty. As Jason Rogers. Produced by Robert Frederick Holtz. Based on characters created by Tom Sinclair. Tonight's episode, The Dead Pig. Jason Rogers, Act One. Tape play by Brian Evans, directed by John Boheman. Hello, Alan. Long time no see, eh?
Jason, it's been almost a year. Are you going to rejoin the force?
Rejoin the force? Bastard. I'm having the time of my life as a detective. I make loads of dough. I get easy jobs. Lots of women to booze. Like hell, you son of a bitch.
Another good thing about being on my own. I don't have to play whipping boy to you, you asshole. And oh, yeah. I called to tell you that I've grown my hair long and I have a goddamn beard. Goodbye to the old crew cuts of the police force. Ha!
Jason, aren't you being a bit immature? Calling me up and gloating? After all, we used to be friends.
Screw you.
Who is it?
Why, you're dead. Sammy Pig, eh? Boy, you are a fat fellow, aren't you? Shot with two bullet holes. Jesus, through the right eye and in your neck. Disgusting. I'll let the landlord take care of this. Pig. Let's see. Pig, pig, pig. Pig.
Yeah? Do you have a Sammy Pig living here?
Yep. Pigs have been living here for years.
I'm in no mood for your bastard puns. I want to know if Sammy Pig lives here.
Don't get hot under the collar. I was just joking.
Yeah, Sammy Pig lives here, room CC, but he ain't there now. I'll take a look.
Don't think so, mister. It won't do no good.
Hey, what are you doing? Let go of my collar!
I say I'm going to look in his room, buddy. If you have any objections, then speak them now!
No.
You're welcome to them! But you won't have any eyes. This is a hell of a sharp knife. It would slice through your pupil very easily. And I'm no student at this game.
Please, mister. Do anything you want.
Now you're talking.
Take that knife away.
This room cluttered with papers and books.
hey, fella. Peekaboo. Looking for something?
let's see, a file. File on Dr. James Riley, the most dangerous criminal in the world.
Dear me, with such slime as you for henchmen, he can't be very dangerous. I'll throw this gas bomb and take care of you.
you dirty bastard.
Jason Rogers, Act Two.
Where the hell am I?
I trust you slept well, Mr. Rogers. Preparations have been made for your bath, and a meal will be sent to you after you have bathed. I'll see you soon.
What the hell is going on? Where the hell is this place? Do you dirty bastards have a camera on me? If you do, then you better turn off. Or I'll turn you off.
Mr. Rogers, please remove your clothes.
Oh, yes indeed. Yes indeed.
Mr. Rogers, quickly, now remove your clothes and get your hands off me!
You damn bitch!
Follow me, please.
Cool as cucumber, aren't you? Not as cool as I am. How the hell do you expect me to respond when you ask me to remove my clothes? I actually assume you want to make love to me.
Naturally. Naturally, Mr. Rogers.
Okay, don't get dirty about it or anything.
Get into that pool.
Why?
Bitch from hell! Bitch from hell! Bitch from hell!
Mr. Rogers, I've read your file.
File? What file?
I've read your file, and I know all about you. You pretend to be afraid, but we can see right...
You know what?
Please cooperate. When I first came into the room, you were a beautiful young girl. Now, look, you're an old hag.
No, that's just, it's just what your mind sees because you're disillusioned, Mr. Rogers.
What do I do now?
Swim about a bit. Get your body wet. The water contains special cleansing.
Oh, shut up. That was quite refreshing. My skin is tingling.
An after effect.
Oh, shut up. What's your name?
Now you must eat. My name is Joni.
What are you doing, Joni?
I'm laughing. You look so funny since you're naked, Jake.
I'm rather confused, Joni. A man named Big dies on my doorstep. I discover he's an amateur detective with a file on some doctor who is supposedly the most dangerous criminal in the world. I'm gassed by a thug and I wake up here. What's it all about, Joni?
Your questions will be answered in good time, Mr. Jason Rogers. Now you must eat.
Jason Rogers, Act 3.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes, what do you want?
Dr. Riley wishes to see you now. Please, follow me.
Well, I imagine I'm going to get some answers now. It's about time. Mr. Rogers, what a pleasure. Dr. James Riley. What the hell was I brought here? And why was Sammy Big killed? For the same reason you ought to be killed. You know too much. What? I don't know anything. I'm still completely in the dark. You know my identity. That's sufficient reason to have you killed. Sammy Big went to you because he knew he couldn't handle an operation as big as mine. So, he came to you. As you have a reputation as a rather unconventional detective. However, you arrived at his flat before my man could remove the papers that would incriminate me. Therefore, you must die. But, exactly why did Pig call you the most dangerous criminal in the world? Our friend Pig exaggerated a bit. I may be the most dangerous criminal in America, but not in the world. Hell then, time, perhaps this statement will prove to be true. You see, Mr. Rogers, I am the driving force behind 75% of the organized crime in America. I am the hand that guides the lowliest denizens of our society in their dirty deeds. I am responsible for nearly all the evil that is unseen and undetected. And this is my empire. All this is my empire. And what about those sharks there? Oh, Mr. Rogers, you should learn your fish more carefully. Those aren't sharks. They are just small little fish. You see, to protect me from the outside water from seeping into our installation, the glass is magnified to a large extent so that the fish look magnified. Magnified, Mr. Rogers. They're magnified to greatness. Just like you on this island, Dr. Riley. Just like me, Mr. Rogers. Johnny, please dispose of Mr. Rogers now. It is best not to wait too long. Have no regrets, Mr. Rogers. It is for the best. At least you will die clean, with a full stomach. That steak was rather good, wasn't it? Goodbye, Mr. Riley. Joni. Why'd you do that?
Let's go to the lower levels now. Quickly, Jason.
Only there can we do what must be done now.
Why'd you shoot him?
I am an FBI agent. I also know what Sammy Pig knew, and I managed to infiltrate this evil place. I've been in this rat's den for half a year now, collecting bits and scraps of information. Luckily, Dr. Riley took a fancy to me, and he entrusted me with quite a little authority. I had not planned to act out so soon, but I had little choice, the position that I was in.
Quick! They're getting ready. They know about us.
The lowest level of the plant. From here on in, you will follow me and ask no questions. Stop those two guards!
Hey, you can't go with that.
In order to escape, we must shut off the air. Once you go into that room and cut the main...
They know about us, Joni. Quick, cut the air.
We're trapped. There's no way out.
Jason Rogers, Act 4.
The room we are in now houses the machine which supplies this entire plant with air. Riley built it with no means of ventilation save this generator. In order to escape, we must shut off the air. Then we will take the elevator to the roof.
How many people inhabit this plant? Where is it located?
There are about 500 people in all, and most of them are servants of some sort. Some top criminals and fugitives reside here also. It is a horrible place. Evil beyond description.
In that case, I shall. I shall have no qualms about shutting off the air. We shall be doing the world a favor now about the location.
No time for that now. Just know it's in Arkansas. Let's get out of here. Shut off that air, Jason. There should be two guards down at the end of this horn.
After I've done it, what will we do?
We will have enough air to make it to the roof at least. Once we reach there, we can jam the elevator so that no one else can escape. Look at this map and then go and shut off the air.
I'll climb up to a higher level. Hey, you can't go there! Go! Quick, get him! It's on the alarm, guard! Gotta reach the air to go! There's an old saying in England, where there's smoke, there's fire! I shut off the air, Joni.
Did you have any problem there?
No, I didn't. There are a couple of guards, but I took care of them. But they were easy to finish up. But, Joni, what if someone else on the floor begins to notice that something is amiss with the air? Can't they turn it back on?
No one else is on the floor. That level is only for storage and generator. Those two guards were there. Not so much to protect anything as they were to look after the generator. Riley feared nothing, so there was no reason to take any real precautions. You are certain that both guards have been taken care of?
No sweat. I've knocked them both out.
Good. They'll never wake up. Within 5 minutes, the air will be gone. And with the elevator jammed, there will be no other way to reach that level. Let's get out now. There. I fixed it now. The elevator won't respond to the signals of the buttons. Everyone will be quite dead shortly.
You're quite a remarkable woman, Joni. And think of what we have done. Think of the crimes we have prevented. We should get a gold medal at least.
But at what a cost! 6 months I spent. 6 months in that hellhole. Jason, you have no idea how truly evil Dr. James Riley was. But now, here's a helicopter. I must not forget my duty. We shall have to report this so the factory may be studied. There's an extremely elaborate file which... Jason, what are you doing?
Let the gold medals wait, Joni.
Jason Rogers, copyright 1972 by ACD Productions Incorporated, with Kristen Doherty, Felicia Watson, and Chet Doherty as Dr. Riley. Based on the story by Tom Sinclair, taped at the ACD Studios in New York City, Jason Rogers, an L.A. presentation.
Distributed by Columbia Tapes.